Text B. You can't control love. Page 11.
They had been in the same class since fourth grade, and Sophie had been in love with him ever since. His name was Julian, and he had blue eyes and olive-colored skin. Even though he only wore jeans and a t-shirt most of the time, Sophie thought he was the most handsome guy she had ever laid eyes on. Now, they were in the ninth grade, and Julian was one of the cool kids in school. He thought he was the king. That meant he was a real jerk most of the time, talking back to teachers, making disrespectful gestures at everyone and everything, and ditching class now and then. He pretended like he didn't care about anything, and Sophie pretended like she most definitely didn't care about him. But she couldn't help herself. The butterflies in her stomach fluttered every time he entered the classroom. She had known him ever since he came over to play at her house after school when they were kids. He used to draw little hearts on pieces of paper and give them to her. It was hard to imagine it, but she knew that deep down he was the same nice guy. Unfortunately, they had barely spoken for the last 3 years. The biggest problem was that Sophie's friends didn't understand her at all. What did she see in that mean and snobbish guy? And Sophie tried to forget about him, tried to see him through the eyes of her friends and the rest of the school, but she couldn't stop herself from thinking of him every second of the day. As Sophie was getting ready for the last day of their senior year, she was nervous. She knew she had to say something to Julian. It was now or never. They were going to different schools next year, and they definitely didn't plan on keeping in touch. As she walked to school that morning, she rehearsed in her head what she would say to Julian. "Hey, you want to hang out sometime?" "No, that would be too ordinary." "I like you. Do you like me?" Oh, what if he answered no then? That would be horrible. "I love you. Will you marry me?" "No, no, no." That would only prove she was crazy. Her head was blank. What the heck was she going to say? Hopefully, it would fall into place when she faced him. The day passed quickly. Sophie passed Julian in the hallway a couple of times, but she didn't have the guts to stop him. He was always surrounded by his loud and laughing friends. How small Sophie felt in comparison. During the last class of the day, they ended up next to each other. Her mind raced. This was her last chance. She would pass him a note. Quickly, she scribbled down the first thing that popped up in her head. She folded the piece of paper and wrote his name on the outside in big letters. Julian. As she reached for his desk, she accidentally dropped the piece of paper on the floor. Before she knew it, her teacher stood beside her with a stern look, unfolded the note, and read out loud, "I don't know how to say this in any other way, so I'm just going to say it. I'm in love with you, Sophie." Sophie's face turned red, and she felt like she was going to faint. She couldn't believe what had just happened. She also realized how stupid her note sounded when it was read out loud like that. The class laughed, while the teacher mumbled an apology before seeing everyone off for the last time. Sophie stared straight ahead. The last thing she wanted to see was Julian's smug grin. Sophie hurried home. She was glad school was over and she didn't have to see everyone again. She had embarrassed herself enough for a lifetime. Julian was probably at this moment laughing with his friends at her and her little stunt. She was angry at herself for giving that self-righteous jerk something to joke about, plus all the time she had wasted thinking about him. It was all over now. Sitting in front of the TV that night, Sophie was interrupted by a knock on the door. On the doorstep stood Julian. They exchanged an awkward hello. Then Julian asked, "Hey, I just wanted to see if you maybe wanted to hang out sometime." Sophie stood paralyzed. But this time it was Julian who looked embarrassed. Maybe she wasn't the only one who had tried to hide her feelings all this time.